Dr. Wesson, next item is approval of 2012 Oyster Restoration Program procurement procedures. Can you, somebody get Mr. Robbins, tell him we finished that, and ask him to come in here, please.
Good afternoon. You have the plan that's in your packet, and, you know, I'll go over it a little teeny bit, but what you're approving mainly for me is my procurement methods that we use.
That's why Ms. McCroskey's here, to make sure that you don't misspend that money, correct?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. First thing off is just that if you look at there in the budget, right now we have a very small amount of general funds, about $97,000 that are left over. There are funds in the various budgets in the General Assembly right now, but we won't know how that plays out till later on. But most of the funds, therefore, that I'll be talking about are federal funds. If we get some state funds, then I'll show you what we'll do with those. But just to highlight the landing, since we've had a little bit of good press lately on what's going on, we're way down in that bottom corner. But when you look at, you know, what we are doing, we seem to have been improving both, especially in the private industry and in the public. But a lot of our work that we talk about today that we do is that we're actually working back to the private industry, and it's showing up now in our harvest. So the first item is just to emphasize the return on our investment for, and we've been tracking this since the Blue Ribbon Orchard Panel. When we do seed, it's almost just a little teeny bit more than a dollar for a dollar. But when we do shell, I mean, we're seeing a very good return on our shell planting when we go on harvest areas, which kind of determines what we do in the replenishment program now. I mean, we're not recommending any moving of wild seed. We don't have any general funds to do it. But for the past several years, we've been running a very successful seed program by helping out private industry. We have seed available in the James, but we also have seed available in the Piankatak and the Great Wicomico Rivers. And this just shows the Great Wicomico, I mean the Piankatak. We had a big spat set back here, and after that spat set, I mean, we had done it a little bit back here, but we started concentrating more because we've not had a lot of general funds in recent history, and lots of times the general funds had specific things to do with them. For the Piankatak, we've been letting industry come in and use some of the seed that we have based on our standing stock, and they pay back in shell. They take the seed out, they all apply for it, we divvy it up, and they take it out. And what's important to notice here is that, you know, we're taking seed out and the standing stock is increasing because we're putting fresh shell out, and that's what we've come to realize is the most critical part of managing orchards, along with our how we do seasons and everything, but it's keeping the shell in good shape. And the contrast of it's been such a successful program there that the Great Wicomico is the contrast to that. The same time period in 2006 when we got this big set, we entered into an agreement with the Corps that they were doing their restoration and we would leave our areas alone while they did their experiment and not take anything out of that. And, you know, we both got that same big spat set in 2006, and we went up there. But in this river, we didn't put any shells back. We didn't take anything out of it. And disease is still the driving factor in for oysters, and it's just gone on down. Even though we've had some spat set in between, the standing stock is almost getting back to where it was in 2006. So we're proposing that this year that we, and it's kind of a good experiment to try to pick up in the Great Wicomico and do the same things on our beds. Now, we're not going on the Corps bed, but the beds that we manage regularly in the Great Wicomico will allow the same 20,000 bushels of seed to be taken out of that by industry. Again, they put 2 bushels of shell back for every bushel they put in. And we'll see if we can, at least for our parts, reverse this trend and start having the populations go back up. If we get if we get these extra funds on the general assembly, we'll be putting shells out on public beds. We're kind of behind now. We know shell half-life is about 3 years. Some areas we've not gotten to for a number of years now, so any funds we get, we'll be putting shells over on those harvest areas, trying to get them back in shape so we can maintain the good harvest that we're seeing. We also have, and we approved this last year, but we have a NOAA grant for working in the Piankatak River, where we're going to put shell on some new areas and beef our areas that we use in the Piankatak up. But we approved that last year, and we just ran out of shells last year, so we'll be completing that this year with those federal funds. But we're also expanding this year. We've had a Blue Crab Disaster Project since 2009, where we've been training watermen to either do colchicine seed, grow out in cages. We've trained about 130-some people to do aquaculture. And we've had a complementary program of training people in doing spat on shell, where they containerize the shell, and we put them in tanks, and we put eyed larvae in with them, and they use their boats and put them overboard on their private ground. And we still have funds for that for one more year, at least. Probably we will get extension for another year beyond that. And this year, because we had two really good years back-to-back with the colchicine, we were behind a little bit on spat on shell, and we really got started on that the second year. And then last year we ran into problems with our hatcheries. And that's an issue that, the two big issues that if you had to, you see how well we're doing on returning oysters, both on the private sector and the public. We're kind of teetering on a point that we could go back to where we were, or we could move forward and do better. For the public, it's whether we can get shells to keep shell fresh on our beds so we can keep the harvest maintained every year. For private, it's how well our hatcheries do, our private hatcheries do. And last year we had a little hiccup there. There's something going on with water quality in the bay. We don't really understand it, but we have a project that the Secretary of Natural Resources has given some funds to for the hatcheries to start monitoring water quality that we've never had to do before. There may be something going on with ocean acidification, changes in pH. But there are things that we think that we can work around in the hatchery to get their production back up. But last year we really struggled, and we didn't get very far on the spat on shell project. So this year we'll be not be doing the cultures for a year. We'll be concentrating on this water quality issue, getting spat on shell on track, and actually taking some more people in with spat on shell. And that's really the meat of what we'll be doing this year. And again, when you approve things, you're approving the procurement methods that are described there. So.
Thank you, Jim. Questions of Dr. Wesson? Mr. Fox?
Are you going to put any shell on Tangier Sound?
If we get money from General Assembly, if we get our budget back with general funds, we determine which areas we put shells on based on our stock assessment. And we have a minimum number of shells per meter that we want to see. And so we'll look over everything, and you start with the worst ones, and you start building shells back up for as far as the money goes. We won't be able to get all of them done, but we'll get as many done as we can.
I know we've had good success over there.
Yes, we have, and that's an area that certainly we want to. But we've been good in the Rappahannock. We've been good in New York. Right now we're, the management that we're doing seems to be as good as we can do with what we have in a disease situation.
Further questions? Just for the record, for the commission, we were able to give this good news in two forms. Jack was before the Sportsman's Caucus last Thursday and reported the successes on both the crab and the oyster. And I briefed the Senate Finance Subcommittee on Natural Resources of this good news as well. And they're very excited about the prospects of where things are going. And I believe there are some short sheets or some budget amendments in the governor's budget called for $600,000 or $500,000. Thank you. And there are some other documents in there that are in addition to the governor's allocation of the budget. So we're hopeful to get, we're going to get some out of there, so, and we'll assure you we'll put them to good use if it's acceptable. Further questions? I guess we should consider this a public hearing as well. Don't need to be a public hearing, but anyway, anybody wish to be heard? Seeing none, there is none in the public wish to be heard. The matter is before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I'll be abstaining on this vote since I do participate in the program.
I move approval of the program as presented by Dr. Wesson.
Motion made by Mr. Fox. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Plumlee. Further discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Those abstaining?
Aye.
Mr. Robbins abstains. Let the record reflect. Mr. Robbins?